Heather Smith sits on the ground next to a full lavender bush with dark purple buds and flowers just starting to open. She explains how to properly cut the plant to make a lavender bouquet.
The only thing is to cut it at the second set of leaves.
Second set of leaves, okay.
So you find the stem that you're going to want. You follow it down to the first set of leaves. And then you find the second set of leaves, and that is where you cut.
Heather sells cut-your-own lavender bouquets for $10 at the farm she runs with her husband, Bill, in Tomahawk, called Tranquil Acres.
If you want to do a variety from all different plants, that's fine. We have over 2,500 plants. If you want to sit in front of one bush and just cut it back completely, that's not a problem either.
Heather will also make essential oils from the lavender to sell at the farm and every Tuesday at the Tomahawk Farmers Market.
When these buds are at their tightest and there's nothing opened up about the flower, That's when it has the most bursting amount of essential oils.
While selling lavender bouquets and essential oils may be a straightforward business plan, the rest of the farm doesn't operate on that method. In addition to the lavender, the Smiths also grow a variety of fruits and vegetables on about 5 acres.
Most like the main staples, you know, potatoes, carrots, cucumbers, beans, peas, onions, tons of onions. And then the other garden is all winter squashes, pumpkins and squash and stuff. So that stuff is all more like fall crops.
For that produce, the Smiths encourage people to pick what they need and pay what they can.
We just didn't want anyone excluded. We wanted to create a safe, green space that anybody could have access to.
That wasn't the intention when Heather and Bill bought the property in 2020. In fact, it was just about the opposite. When the world was being upturned by the COVID-19 pandemic, they wanted a peaceful space where they could isolate.
We bought 37 acres in the middle of here and just hid. We hid for a whole year, and it was amazing. After a year, we were like, this place is too awesome not to share.
The pandemic shaped that plan, too, as the Smiths saw and experienced the sharp rise in prices at the grocery store.
It's expensive to eat healthy. So with what we're growing, we don't use chemicals on anything. So it's not the perfect size fruit or vegetables or the perfect color, but everybody can afford it if they come here.
Bill says a nice side effect of opening their farm to the public has been watching people, especially kids, become more connected with their food source.
There's kids that run around here every week with eating, just whatever they pull out of the ground, they're eating right in the garden, you know, because it's just a cool experience to them. So they look forward to coming back, and you know, they know where the tomatoes are, or
the cucumbers,
and you know, they're pulling carrots and beans or whatever, and they just have a whole lunch while they're inside the garden.
Creating a community space like Tranquil Acres hasn't come without challenges. Bill and Heather have never run a farm like this, just a small garden at their old home. It's been a bit of a trial and error at some points. It's also become a lot more work than either were necessarily intending in retirement.
So I guess we thought when we started this 4 years ago, I guess we thought we wouldn't continue to age. I don't know where our thinking was all straight from our heart. And so it's getting tricky to keep it afloat financially and physically. It's just the two of us. We have volunteers from our garden community that come out and say, you know, you're planting, we'd like to help, or you're weeding, we'd like to help. And we get those people coming and volunteering, and that's lovely. It's a big help.
It's hard work for Heather and Bill to keep the farm running, but they say the reward makes it worth it.
The reward is when you get to see people experience this and be able to take groceries home that they picked themselves, and you know, they're back. And then we have people that come every week, like this is their primary spot. So That's a good feeling.
The Smiths encourage folks to come out and make a day of it, bring a picnic, hike the trails on their property, and hopefully find some tranquility. For WXPR's We Live Up Here, I'm Katie Thorson in Lincoln County.